You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Finishing Well today with certified financial Hans Scheil. And today's show, income tax. You may feel like it's a tack when you're getting attacked, but anyway, it's income tax wisdom. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. In Ephesians, you know, 5, you know, God tells us to walk in wisdom because, you know, our days are numbered, so to speak, and they can be evil. And so walking in wisdom when it comes to income tax sometimes isn't what people think, is it, Hans?
No, it's not. And, you know, when people think income tax, they think CPA, they think tax advisor, they think, like, I just did my 2018 return. Haven't done my 2019 yet because 2019's not done, but I'll do it by April this year. When we think income tax, or somebody in my profession, we're thinking a little bit about 2019, but we're thinking about 2020, 2021, 2025, and we're thinking about over the whole of your retirement, we're wanting to make these taxes as low as possible.
Finishing Well. We ought to name a radio show.
What a great idea.
So you had an experience just recently.
Well, yeah, I had a couple. It was just last night. I'm meeting with them over in my Greensboro office, and their referrals, and they were all about Medicare Supplement. Boy, I had them, and since I wasn't in my main office, it was me by myself, so I had them right around me. Him to my left, her to my right, and they're looking at my computer screen, and we're going through all the – they were all about buying Medicare supplements from us and getting away from whatever, and that's another week's show. And then, you know, one of the reasons we're in the Medicare supplement business is it brings people into our business and into our fold, and what we – really where we can add the most value for them is in financial planning and tax planning. So as soon as I started jumping over into that, I felt the walls go up. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she had worked as an assistant to a CPA, or really her whole career, where she was the person who sat outside the CPA's office and did all the adding and subtraction. She wasn't a CPA, but she knows a lot about it. And I asked her a question. I said, do you, because she's 70, he's 68, do you know all what you need to know about minimum distributions? Oh, yeah, she just didn't even let me finish. And, yeah, I just did this and that and the other thing. And it wasn't really the answer I was looking for, because when I asked most people that question, I have several CPAs that are clients. And when I asked them that question about required minimum distributions after 70 and a half, most of them say, no, I don't know. Tell me more. And, you know, there's stuff in my book. But anyhow, so then we got talking to him, and I just kept the conversation going and really just found out that they're living off of their Social Security, and they don't really need, and they don't need money out of that IRA. So they're going to just postpone taking any money until he's 70 and a half. And when he get there to 70 and a half, they're going to pay the minimum. They're going to take the minimum. And they already got, generally, they don't have a written plan, but that's their general plan. And he's thinking he's doing great, because he's not paying any taxes. If you only live on Social Security, you're going to pay no taxes on your Social Security. And if you don't have other income, you're just going to pay no taxes, period. And the reason I'm talking about these people in this show is this comes up so often, where we have people in their 60s who are living off their Social Security, maybe some savings. They got everything paid for, or most everything paid for, and they're living just fine. And so they say, why would I ever take anything out of my IRA? I'm going to have to pay taxes on that. So I want to postpone that as long as I can. And I want to, when I do have to take money, I'm going to take the least amount I have to take and then I'm going to complain about it all I possibly can to whoever's helping me about it. And I sat and I just, so that's my summation of kind of what I got out of him. And I said, well, I said, you know, we can't do anything about 2018, but if I got the picture here correctly, in 2018, you could have withdrawn about $20,000 out of your IRA while you're 68. Most likely, you would have paid no income taxes on the $20,000, nor would that drive taxes on your Social Security. If it did, it'd just be a teeny bit. And then you could have just redeposited that $20,000 into a savings account, for that matter. And now you'd have a hunk of money sitting there that you can take out and spend anytime you want without any taxes. Or you could just spend it. You could have spent it. But 2018 is passed. You can't go backwards and do that. You can't go backwards and make a withdrawal out of your IRA. I said, you know, we got about 5 weeks left here in 2019, and you could probably do the same thing this year. I think we could come up with a better number than that if we did a plan. And he really kind of stopped me at the point, well, can we do that now? And I said, no, we can't do that now. I'm getting ready to drive on to Winston.
Well, one of the things that I think you commented to him, which I thought was extremely provoking and wonderful, was, you know, if someone dies with a bunch of money in their IRA, you feel like you're a failure as a financial planner.
Yeah. I didn't go to the extreme of failure, but I haven't.
I can go. Yeah. You'd be a failure if I'm not.
Well, that got his attention. So I'm all of a sudden jumping into the solution here because I asked him, I said, so if you die, when you die, not if you die, but when you die, what's going to happen to the money in the IRA? He says, well, it's going to go to the missus. You know, okay. Then when she dies, who's it going to go to? Well, the kids. And then I said, well, what are the kids going to do with it? He said, oh, they're going to draw it out and spend it. And I said, yeah. I said, do you know how much taxes they're going to pay if they all of a sudden have $250,000 increase in income for the year? He said, boy, I hate to think about that. I said, probably half of it. So if they're given $250,000 by you from your IRA, they're probably only going to be left with about 125, 130, 140. Anyhow, that's my point of that, is there's other ways to leave money. An IRA is not the best way to leave money, other than to your spouse. It's pretty good. But she could die before you, or you could die together, or she could die quickly after you. So wouldn't it be better to have a strategy where this money is out of the IRA, and it doesn't mean it's gone. It could just be somewhere else, but it doesn't have that tax problem with it. And boy, I had his attention now. And I was just showing him that year by year how much money he was leaving on the table by not showing some income in addition to his Social Security. And when you're in retirement and your primary source of income is pulling money out of your IRA or 401k, which is at your discretion, you're in your 60s, so there's no penalties, it just benefits to have a calculated amount. This is, I'm going to pull out that amount. I'm going to pay no tax or little tax. And then I'm going to pay no tax still on my Social Security or maybe a little tax. And then I'm going to make a decision whether I'm going to spend some of that money or not. And if I don't need to spend it, then I'm going to redeposit it into something. And by the way, we can put it in a Roth IRA. I mean, we can just do a conversion and it'll bring to your tax return, but now you'll have untainted money. When you leave a Roth IRA to your kids, it's tax-free.
Or as we talked about in the last show, you could buy life insurance.
Oh, yeah. There's
all
kinds
really
of
give them. Your kids some tax-free income. Or as we talked about in previous shows, right now is a good time to consider this because tax rates are low, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they are. And they're real low when you think about it. If you got no income now, you're a married couple, the exemption is $24,000 for a married couple, and because they're over 65, I believe it's $25,000. So that means that they can earn $25,000 and deduct $25,000, and their income is zero. So that's going to be the tax rate. But you could pull out $50,000, and you're only going to pay taxes on the second $25,000. They could.
Right.
The problem with that, pulling out $50,000, is, well, there's a couple problems, but the main one is they're going to drive some taxes on their Social Security, because your Social Security is taxed by the amount of your other income. So the moral of this story, and really the thinking of this story, is just because you're paying no taxes and living on Social Security and hoarding money in your IRA doesn't mean you're making the best possible thrifty decisions. There's an amount of income that you can draw out of your IRA, whether you need it or not, and pay either no tax or very little tax, and then you've prepared for the future better. Let's just put it at that. And you had mentioned life insurance. Sure, there's all kinds of ways that we can leave money to the next generation or even to your spouse, and life insurance is one of them, in a much more tax-efficient way than handing over an IRA to them.
So tax efficiency, tax wisdom is what we're talking about today on Finishing Well. And for, of course, more information on this, we have the book, the original book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, which took me 2 years to be able to say that on. And now I can also tell you there's a workbook that is also called The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement. But it's cardinalguide.com, where you can go. You can look at the seven worries tab. One of those is income taxes. And the idea be that you don't worry, that you figure out a plan on how to finish well, and you can get the free PDF of this chapter of either the book or the workbook there. Or you can, as we talk about, always email Hans or you know, just check out the website, because there's phenomenal resources right there on this whole subject. What you talked about, which was, you know, minimum distributions and, you know, income tax, all that stuff's right there at cardinalguide.com.
Well, it is. Page 120 has Social Security income taxes. So it's just got all the formula. And it's less than a full page. Not really that complicated. And we can help you with this, but it just, this is the parameters that we're going to use for this gentleman to try to stay. So he still pays no tax on his Social Security, and he pays no tax on the amount that he pulls out. But what we've agreed is he's going to pull out something this year, because once January 1st rolls around, 2019 is closed. There's no
right,
more.
So minimum distributions is a critical, you know, people don't want that penalty. I mean, they got to be looking at that right now, right?
Sure.
And so these are all things we're going to talk about when we come back on Income Tax Wisdom today on Finishing Well. Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com. Welcome back to Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, of course, brought to you by Cardinal Guide, is income tax wisdom. And so,
well, we were talking about this couple that I met with in the evening last night. And really, in the beginning, like I said, they were all about Medicare. Walls were up pretty quick when I started talking about their money, and already got that, already set, know what we're doing. And, you know, if you're me, you got to dance around that kind of lightly. I always know there's some things I can impart to people, but I have a sense that, you know, if people are just really shutting me down and they don't want to go there, well, then I don't want to go there either, because they're going to be customers of ours, and they're referrals. They came in from some other people. But it didn't stop me from really doing my thing and doing some work. And I just needed to take this guy around the block. But I'm going to tell you what really got to him. Okay, is really, it was two things. There's one, which we mentioned in the earlier part, is where he saw that if he hoards this money in his IRA, which I think he was on that track if he hadn't met me, and then it ends up going to his kids, it's all going to get eaten up in taxes. Okay. The second thing that really got to him is in the solution, he realized through talking with me that for several years prior, since he retired, He's been living off of Social Security, and he just thought he'd been doing a wonderful thing, and he had no taxes. But what he lost retroactively, or in other words, he lost this several years ago, but he's just become aware that he lost this last night, was he left a $20,000, $25,000 tax-free withdrawal from his IRA on the table every year for the last 2, 3, 4 years. And there's absolutely nothing we can do about that. But just the impact that that had on him, because I told him I'm not going to really do the financial stuff until we get the Medicare all done, and we're going to do that on Thursday. And they were kind of like, well, can't we do the both of them? Or, you know, and I mean, they had already just there. They're ready to play with this. And we don't have much time left in the year. And so I wanted this message to hit everybody that's listening out there, that so if you're younger than this age, I want you to think you're going to be here before you know it. If you're in your 70s and 80s and you still have IRA money and you're still just taking the minimum, it may not be a bad idea to think about taking more. Okay. And we need to take a look at what your tax situation is every year. And I'm going to tell you that you can probably take more than you're taking and still not pay much in income tax.
But something that people that are actually even in their 30s or 40s or 50s could also take advantage of is converting to Roth IRAs now while the getting's good.
Absolutely. That's going to increase your taxes currently.
Well, that's so, the counterintuitive part. We've talked about this all show, is that wisdom would be, oh, I don't need to cut my taxes to the lowest. But by converting now to Roth IRAs, well, tax rates are relatively low, and while we've got these wonderful, you know, deductions, it might be a very wise move in the very long term.
Real right. You can do this at your 401k most of the time. You can't believe how many people that are very financially savvy, they got big balances in their 401k, and I start talking to them, does your plan offer a Roth 401k? They don't know. I'm thinking, boy, that's, to me, I'm just thinking to myself, that's disappointing that there's this Roth option. They probably have it in their 401k and they don't know about it. So somebody's not doing their job there. And so then I'll send them to there. Most of the time, they're going to come back to me, yeah, we have that. And I have several clients that are already changed their contributions, because one of the easy things you can do if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and it's going to cost you some money to do a conversion from your traditional 401k where you're going to move money over to the Roth, because you're going to have to pay all the taxes currently. So that's going to cost you some dough. But something you can do real easily is you can just simply take your contributions that you're making every year. Let's just say you're putting $1,000 a month in there.
Right now, yeah.
Right now, you can just shift that to the Roth portion, and your paycheck's going to go down a little bit because you're not going to get the tax deduction benefit of that. But you're going to now have a Roth IRA. That is tax-free, F-R-E-E, baby.
Yeah.
So yeah. You just put $1,000 aside in an account that all the earnings, all the principal, any withdrawals, anything from that $1,000 way out into the future, tax-free. Doesn't show up, won't make cause taxes on your Social Security. It's just a wonderful thing. You can do that now. You know, if you're in your 60s and you're already contemplating retirement, or you're, well, then, you know, we got to take a look at your whole situation, but we can get in a Roth IRA or Roth 401k conversion strategy that tries to minimize those taxes. I mean, there's all kinds of things we can do. And this is all counterintuitive, because this is paying more in taxes now to save on taxes later. And that just runs counterintuitive to a lot of people. But if the numbers are right, it's real beneficial.
And it, right. Well, you know, I'm just sitting in my mind thinking, you know, if we take the people that you spoke to last night, right? And they said that they want their kids to have this money, and it's a lot of money, $250,000. Well, to buy, you know, that child a $250,000 life insurance policy on themselves, and they're sitting there taking out $20,000, I mean, they could take it out probably in one lump sum, and then here comes $250,000 of life insurance, actually when that comes, it's tax-free plus the remainder of whatever's in the IRA if they were to pass away early.
Well, yeah. So it's 500 grand because they got two kids that I was just using in my example. And so you buy a $500,000 life insurance policy on him at 68. And you make the kids the beneficiary, or you put her as the beneficiary, and then you put the kids down as the contingent, however we want to set it up. And then we pay the premium for this out of the $20,000. That's not going to be 20 grand a year on him, but it's going to be substantial. And we can make it what we want with all the variety of policies we have. We move the money into there, and then it's building cash value so that if he wants to get to it while he's alive, he can. But then when he passes away, that 500 grand or 250 a piece is going to go tax-free.
You know, plus it didn't dissipate all the IRA money. And the other option is, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, I'm becoming a little baby Han. Is, you know, they could put some long-term care riders in that life insurance policy.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, and then now I've got not only the life insurance for the kids, but also they're not going to have to worry about me being on the floor in the Medicaid, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, life insurance policies that are issued now, most of them have long-term care options just baked right into them, chronic care riders. And so there's a way we can cover that too. I mean, it's a sweet thing. And it really requires planning, and it requires an open mind. And these folks in the beginning were shutting me down at every turn when I was just trying to walk them through a problem. And I took them to, look, I don't have to manage your money to give you this advice. You can leave your money right where it is. I'm just giving you tax advice now, and if we get too sophisticated about this, I'm going to have to charge you, but I still don't need to manage your money. So I'm not in competition with him. I'm just going to give you some guidance of how you could move the money around right where you are. Boy, he liked that. Well, then in the end, he started telling me how he feels about him and really the advice that he's been giving him. So in the end, he's going to move his money probably over to us anyhow, but that's not table stakes for me. I mean, it's not, we're in the advice giving business. I mean, we sell our advice. I'm giving it away for free on the radio. And certainly if you give me a phone call and you buy a Medicare supplement from me, or even if you don't, I have a lot of stuff I give away. I'm glad to help people answer questions. And then it's very inexpensive to do a financial plan with us. Okay.
Which again is leveraging resources for the kingdom, you know. Now, Jesus talked about it in the parable of talents. You've been given these resources, right? And they're resources for the kingdom, for your posterity, but also, you know, to be leveraged for the gospel, however that may work. And so we're not trying to take anything away from anybody. It's just an opportunity of using the current tax laws, structures, IRAs, Roth IRAs, and those vehicles, especially life insurance, in my opinion, and long-term care insurance to protect you, your family. I mean, this is big time stuff and worth the time of putting it into planning for it by either, you know, reading the book or contacting somebody that will go over that stuff.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you yourself are well-to-do, then you can ask this question to yourself. But if you know somebody that's well-to-do, or you're related to somebody that's well-to-do, and you're friends with them, that you can ask them this kind of question, ask them if they own any life insurance. Just ask them. I don't care how old they are. And if they're part of a wealthy family. And my guess is the answer to this is going to be yes, okay? Because it just is. And it just, so now I've gotten a little bit off of income taxes and I'm on to life insurance, but purchasing and owning life insurance and transferring money on the generations is tax-free. That's why. And then life insurance has many living benefits, and it has access to the cash values, if it's all set up properly, that you can get it, the cash value tax-free in your own policy. That's why well-to-do people own life insurance. So you don't have to be a well-to-do rich person to own life insurance. We can just get it to something down that fits in your financial planning. These people aren't rich. They're probably richer than they think they are because he's got a pretty good-sized IRA. But they just some common sense advice of getting money out of that IRA is going to change their whole world and their whole outlook on things. And their tax bill isn't going to go up much in the present.
Right. And so it's that time of year, right? We just have a few weeks to think about minimum distributions, right? If you've got, if you're over 70 and a half, I mean, that's something should be on your radar big time.
Well, yeah. And I mean, a lot of people wait till December to do it. Many people have done this earlier in the year. But what I'm suggesting is you might want to consider more than the minimum. And then you might want to consider just saving that money. I mean, just when you pull it out and pay taxes on it, doesn't mean you have to spend it. You know, you could gift it. We also have the thing called QCDs that we haven't really talked about. Now, the problem with a QCD is that needs, when you're going to use it to get out of minimum distributions, or it has to be the first money coming out of the IRA in the year. So if you've already taken your minimum distribution, or if you've already taken a distribution earlier in the year, then you won't be eligible to do a QCD for 2019. But then for 2020, we can make a donation to the church if you're over 70 and a half through the QCD.
Qualified charitable distribution. See, I'm learning this stuff.
That's good.
I'm armed.
I'll be glad to help you with that.
So income tax wisdom, again, all available at cardinalguide.com. Don't forget the guide after Cardinal. Look on the Seven Worries tab under income taxes. Download the PDF for free or contact Hans, however you go about doing that. Just call him if I were you. That'd be pretty easy. So cardinalguide.com. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and The Workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.